Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Dalet. Daf Dalet. And we continue from where we left off. We spoke about the, on Daf Gimel, we spoke about what exactly is the makar by the, regarding the Miluim. What kind of days did they spend there? Did they spend day and night? Did they spend night and day? And do you go, the question is, do you go after Maisa Bracious? Do you go after Karbanos? And that was a question about the Miluim, and that question was not answered. Again, the Rambam is not paskening in that case, because that's not a question Halacha L'maisa directly, about what they did B'Shas HaMiluim. You know, we can have another, Yimei HaMiluim, Bisman Meir, Hibon HaBeis HaMikdash. We'll figure that out. But, that is, not answered. The Bali Musar talk about that in, Halacha, in Judaism, Hayom Holech Achar Halayla Shelifnei, because that's often that we have in Jewish history, we have Vayhi Erev, but there's always Vayhi Boker. It's always after, there's a Boker after the Erev, and there's always a light after the darkness, and that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that is how we, what we do and what we believe. And Kachim is a separate, reason why the night has to follow the day, different, discussion. Good. So we are up to Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan. So once we're talking about the, again, the Makoros, as we will see from, Miluim. So we're going to compare that to another place where we have a similar word. Taman Taninan. The Mishnah says a Menachas describing the Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim, as we know, the breads that were switched every Shabbos, they were baked on Friday, and then every Shabbos, there was a switch, of the old breads and the new breads, and it was split up, differently amongst the Mishmaros, as described, which Mishmar got, how many breads. We had recently that all 12 breads are ma'akiv each other. We had that here a couple a daf or two ago. So Taman Taninan, elu moshchin ve'elu menichin, v'tivcha shal zeh v'tzad tivcha shal zeh, shenemar lefanai tamid. Says the Mishnah that when the you have to have a number of kohanim going and bringing in the lechem upon him, because you can't have it 1 minute, 1 second without bread on it. That's what the word tamid means, always, constant. So that's why a couple of kohanim went in carrying the new breads. A couple went in to take out the old breads. And as the kohanim took out the old breads, that's when the new breads came in at that moment. And that's what the word tamid means here, according to the Tanakhama. We're gonna skip now. If you go down two lines, we're gonna put in Rabbi Yossi Shita now. Right, it's in our Gemara. It has it as three lines later, but we're going to put it in now. Reb Yossi Omer, Af Elu Not Levelu Manichin, Avzu Aisa Tamid. Tamid doesn't have to mean every second. Tamid can mean as long as the same day, even if you have some time in between. Right, these come in the morning, they take it out, and these come in the afternoon. Reb Yossi says Tamid just means every day. It doesn't mean every second. Right, every day. That's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Yossi. So now we go back and say Masnisa de Rebbe Meir. Masnisa de Rebbe Meir. The Mishnah is following the Shita of Rebbe Meir. The Mishnah, the Tanakhama Shita is Rebbe Meir. That has to be always, always. Omar Rebbe Yochanan. We change that from him. Omar Rebbe Yochanan. Mo de Rebbe Meir. But Rebbe Meir does admit, right, the carbon Ada is the one that switches around and does all of these, switches the girsos. So Moder Rebbe Meir Shim Pirku Es Hayashana Bishachris Visidra Sachadasha Beno Arbayim Avzu Isatamid. Rebbe Meir, who says in the Tanakh, who holds that it has to be Tamid, he does admit though that as long as, you took them off in the morning, and you put them bein har arbayim, that's also tamid. What does that mean? Says the Karbana Eda, v'achi perusho. Rabbi Yossi savar afilu elu notlin acharka not balericha lech b'asholcha mikol bekem mikri tamid she'ein kakavana ela shelo yeh asholchan yom olay lo belo lechem. V'tanakama de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir. Right, and the Karbana Eda explains, or Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you put it in much later, that's what Rabbi Yossi says, Elu, you take these out, and then you put these in, that's also Tamid, and Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Meir agrees that, if you mefarek the old in the morning, and you put the later, Beinu Arbayim, that's also, Tamid. Question is, what exactly does Tamid mean? Where does he know that from? So now continuing, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi yeshivas Aaron ubanav lamed Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learns it from the Miluim, because there it also, it says that they have to be in the Mishkan the entire time. So, but what do you see from there? Kamad tamar b'yeshivas Aaron ubanav. So rakshe yimsar yom lalayla v'layla l'yom. The key moments are the transitions from day to night or night to day. It doesn't mean every second. But as long as they're there at the transition moments, right, they're not allowed to leave. They have to be there, though. The Gemara have to be there. It doesn't really mean they have to be there every second, according to the Gemara. It just means they have to be there at the transitionary, important moments. So too, ha-chatzarach, shi'im sar yom alayla, alayla yom. So too, the what's crucial are the transitionary moments. Again, the Karban Eidah says, shenei amar, umi pesach ha-amoy lo seitzu shivas yamim, v'ksib basrei, upesach ha-amoy teishvu yomam v'alayla shivas yamim. There are two psukim. One says, don't go out for 7 days. And the other pasuk says, don't sit there yom and layla. Shmamina, Shalohayo Yoshim al Pesach al Moed, Kol Hayom v'Kol Alayla. What does it mean? Never go out? Sit there day and night? No, it just means be there for a certain amount of time, not every second. Right? Ella, Shayim Ashlimin Uba'u B'Sof Hayom, V'Yashvan Mixas Alayla. When day turned to night, they were there. Uba'u B'Sof Alayla, V'Yashvan Mixas Hayom. And they were there in the morning. V'Hainu Yomam V'Alayla D'Chsi B'Kra. That's what the second pasuk means. Don't leave Yomam V'Alayla. Huadinacha Sotu by the Lechem upon him. Rabbi Yossi understands that it has to be those crucial moments of the transition times, but not every second. That is Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yossi, that as long as they're there at the transitionary moments, that is in the morning and the transitionary moments at night. And transitionary moments are important. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. I think Simin Sifkatan Beis, right? Beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says we have to wake up, Yiskaber Ka'ari. As we know, the first line in the Shulchan Aruch, Yiskaber Ka'ari La'amod Baboker La'avod Asbaro. To wake up in the morning to serve Hashem, Shiyehehu Ma'orer HaShachar. What does that mean? You should wake up before the Shachar. So you wake up the Shachar. Right? You wake up the Shachar. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch based on earlier. Says the Mishnah Berurah according to the Shlach HaKadosh. HaShachar, Bishla Kasav Sod, Lachaber Yom Valaila, Bitorah O Bitfila, Hein Baboker, Hein Ba'erev. Connect the day and the night, the transition moments. Again, that's what the Shlach says here. And the transition moments are key. Maybe that defines everything after it. The first few seconds of day, the first few seconds of night, I'm involved in talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, involved in Torah and Tefillah, so those are crucial moments. Maybe that's defining for the whole rest of the day. Again, Lachaber Yom Valaila, B'Torah, B'Tefillah, Hei B'Boker, Hei B'Erev. Umiyah Kishi Yisor Mishnasov, Hei Nerotz Elishon, Yitel Yavav, Av Shidishar Mushkav, Umikol Shekein Shlo Yelech Arba'amans, B'Nim Tzil Shadayim, Tzorach Moli Zor Bazeh, V'Chulu, it continues about relating to the Tzilos Yadayim. But that's the Shlach HaKadosh. Again, the transition moments are time for defining the rest of the day, because beginnings define and leave an impression. Beginnings leave an impression. Reminds me a little bit of the Egle Tal. Remember that Egle Tal and the Hagdama of the Egle Tal, the first part of the Hagdama is a little more well-known. That's where he talks about you have to enjoy your learning. I know people that just learn in L'Shem Shemayim, and they say if you enjoy it, so then it's not Lashma at all. I think that's totally wrong. The highest level is learning. That was the first part of the Egle Tal. But in the last paragraph of that introduction, he says, I want to do Kibbut Av at the beginning of my Sefer. I'm going to quote a Vart that I heard from my father. And that is, what's the concept of a Tvul Yom? Right? He says, you went to the mikvah and you did everything you're supposed to do. Now you have to wait till sunset. Like, why do you have to wait? Right? You went to the mikvah already. You did everything you're supposed to do. Why is there a delay? I don't even have to do anything more. I just have to wait till the end of the day. So he says, my father explained, say the Kriya Shema. Why do you say Kriya Shema twice a day? Right? Kriya Shema once in the morning and once at night. You know, why not three times a day? So he explains that whatever you do, whatever is true at the beginning of the day, there's a residual effect the rest of the day. L'tov and l'ra. Tvul Yom. I start off the day Tameh. So even though I went to the mikvah, there's still a residual effect of that tumah for the rest of the day until the day changes. So that's the concept of tful yom. The beginning, there's a residual effect. And he says, if you say that by Tumah, Kavachomer, you say that by Mida Tova. If you say Kriyashma in the morning, you say Kabbalah Sabalcha Shamayim, that's going to affect you. You're going to take that with you for the rest of the day. If I say Kriyashma properly, Kabbalah Sabalcha Shamayim, and I recognize, and I think about Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Kabbalah's, and it was the mitzvah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the other themes of Kriyashma. So if I do that properly, so again, once it's nighttime, it's a new day, I got to say Kriyashma again. And then I go to sleep in the middle, so I'm going to have to say Kriyashma again in the morning. That Eglei Tal reflects the idea of the beginnings, you know, have an effect, have a hashpa. So that's the Shlach HaKadosh quote in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. And here, the Lechem Apanim, there has to, when we say Tamid, and we say it has to be there, the most important moments are the transitionary moments, night to day and day to night. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Says the Gemara now, maybe an even more mako opinion. Rav Chiya bar Yosa Amar, Mikivan Shemasar Yom Lelaila Dayo. Right? Just the night transition. The day to night. Just the night transition is, the lechem upon him doesn't have to be on there, in the morning. Right? If it's there, you can put the lechem upon him on right before nightfall. Right? And then and then leave it on there, and then take it off after, and then not put it on again until right before nightfall the next day. Right? You could have, as the Karban Eidah says, you could have 23 hours without, and it's still called Tamid. Still called Tamid. As long as you don't go a transition into the night, without bread. Again, different day is in the Tanoim, and the Amoraim explaining the Tanoim, how flexible are you? Right? We have the first day of Rabbi Meir, that says that it's got to be in there, right? Satzifcha shozeh, right? But satzifcha shozeh, you got to do it. Tamin means every second, and others say that no, it has to mean daily, daily. Good. Ma amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef b'yeshivas Aaron uvanav. So 1 second, what did Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef say? What would he say about the miluim b'yeshivas Aaron uvanav? This is what he said regarding the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim is as long as it's there. You know, in the going into the night. What about Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, who has the more makel opinion? Right, he's the one that says you only need it by lechem upon him as the night it transitions into night. What would he say about the miluim? When did they have to be there? Would he also say that only the nighttime transition is when they had to be there? Right, ma in tamon shekasev bo tamid. Because after all, if by lechem upon him, where it says tamid, it says the word tamid. And yet, at Amar, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, you hold, you would say that even that's enough, right? Just that transition going into the night would be enough, even in a context where it says Tamid, Kan, Shein Kasev, Bo Tamid Lo Kol Shekein. So here by the Milum, it doesn't even say Tamid. So surely you should say that it's enough for the Kohanim just to have been there or to be there, at the moment of nightfall. The moment of nightfall, wouldn't you say there? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef would be flexible in that way. We'll talk about lechem apanim just before we continue. The Gemara, it's in Yuma, so we'll mention it now. The eating of the lechem apanim, you know, is a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah of eating a carbon mincha. That's a mitzvah saseh. There's an iser d'oraisa to eat the mincha of a kohen. Eat the mincha of a kohen, right? Minchas kohen has to be totally burned. But in mincha Yisrael, usually the kometz is burned and the kohenim eat the rest. It's kachay kachim. And the lechem apanim is eaten by the kohenim after they burn the kometz, the lavona, the kometz lavona. So then that is eaten. But there is a discussion in Yuma later on at the beginning of the fourth parak. Again, we'll get to this, but I'll mention it now because lechem apanim did come up here. The Gemara talks about the nisim that took place in the earlier days of the Beis HaMikdash, and how those Nisim were not, did not continue later in history. The Gemara says, on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph in the Bavli, Tana Rabban Arbam Yom Shishim Shimon HaTzadik, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the end of the Shiare Knesset HaGedola, as the Chazal say, Hayagoral Ola B'Yamin, Mikan Ve'elach Pa'amim Ola B'Yamin, Pa'amim Ola B'Smol. The Gora, when the Kohen put in his hand and said, to find out which of the goats was going to be Lashem and which Lazazel, when he put his right hand in, it was always the one Lashem. Always Lashem, which was a good sign. And after that, it was not always that way. The Lashon, the little ribbon that they tied onto the rock, always turned white. And after that, it didn't always turn white. That's why they had to hide it. They had to put it inside the Heichal. They had to put it in places where people didn't see. The Ner Ma'aravi, was always lit the Eshel Maracha. And then the Gemara continues, V'nishtalcha bracha ba'omer u'bishtei alechem u'v'alechem apanim. There was special bracha by these carbon minchos, the mincha sibors, the carbon of omer, brought on Pesach, and the shtei alechem brought on Shavuos, and lechem apanim brought every Shabbos. V'chol kohen shemagio kapul kizayis, and every kohen that received a kizayis, yesh ochlo v'saveya v'yesh ochlo u'mosir. A little bit of these lechem apanim and the other ones would satiate, and you'd even have leftover. It would be such a bracha that these would bring. Mikan ve'elach, after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, nishtalcha me'era ba'omer b'shei alechem alechem apanim, there was a me'era. What's me'era? A curse. Rashi quotes in Brachos, me'era for the word ma'oros. On Wednesdays, there was danger for the children. Children got sick on Wednesdays. Askara, ma'oros, and me'era. So it was me'era. V'kol koin magiyo kapul, and koinim only got a little bit, the size of a bean. And hatsnuin moshchenes yideyim, the tsanua koanim, the koanim who are, how do you translate tsanua in this context? Those who didn't want to be involved, they used to pull away their hands and not take any of the lechem apanim. When they only could get the size of a bean, not the size of a kizayis, v'har gargaranim notlim v'ochlim. And the gargaranim, the gluttons, used to take it anyway. So the question, the Mefarshim wonder how to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, the Tosfos Yeshanim, right here on the daf, says, what does that mean? Omer Rebbe, dafka magiyo kapul. They only stopped taking because they would only get a tiny amount. Magiyo kapul. Avok bekezayis, lo ayimoshchin yideyim. But if they would be able to get a kezayis, they wouldn't pull away their hands. They'd want to take part in the mitzvah if they would be able to get a kezayis. Ki dimu lakayim mitzvah sachila, because they would get a mitzvah sachila of achila of the Karen Mincha, if they would be able to get a kezayis. Avokan lo haya mitzvah achila legamrei. But here there wouldn't be a mitzvah achila legamrei. There wouldn't be a complete mitzvah of achila if the Kohen would not get a kezayis. Kivan she'en sham ela kapul, v'lo hayu seveyin. And they wouldn't be saveya. So what does that mean? Is there a mitzvah eating less than a kezayis? Right, this is part of this sugya of chatzishir by mitzvos. We know there's a sugya of chatzishir by averos. What about chatzishir by mitzvos? So the question is, how do you put these lines of the Tosfos Yeshanim together? V'im tomer hecha demagin kapul v'sveyin echlechai mitzvos achila. What if in the earlier days, when they got a very small amount, but it was satiating, is that enough for the mitzvah? V'yesh lomar delo boy kezayis legamrei, ela kezayis adif v'chashiva achila. Not 100% clear what the Tosfos Yeshanim is driving at. Do you need a kezayis? Do you need a kezayis? If you look in the Maariv Chayis on this Gemara, Maariv Chayis in the back of this Gemara quotes his contemporary, the Chasam Sofer. And he says, I discussed this with the Chasam Sofer, and he says, V'agon Rav Moshe Sofer, Av Bezdin de Pressburg, Docha Dvar, well, first he says, I bring a riot from here, there is a concept of chatzishir when it comes to mitzvahs. I sent this to the Chasam Sofer, and he was doche my words. He tried to bring that this, you see from here that there's no mitzvah less than the shir. Because after all, they, stopped taking once it was less than a kezayis. Says the Chasam Sofer, I think that maybe there is if you only have a half a kezayis of matzah, is there any reason to eat it? You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. Do you get something? So this is the discussion here. So it says the Maariv Chayis, Chasam Sofer said, yes, you should eat half a kezayis of the shear. V'shayni lechem apanim. Lechem apanim. What our Gemara is talking about is different. De'eno mitzvah hamutal al aprat, raka mitzvah al kol kohane beis av, sheyisachel lechem apanim. The mitzvah is not to eat the lechem apanim. It shall be eaten. It shall be eaten. It's on the chefza. Make sure it's eaten. And therefore, each Kohen doesn't have a mitzvah to eat. Just make sure it's eaten. Right, that's why they pulled away their hands on lechem apanim, because they knew the other people will eat it, they will get eaten, and all the Kohanim will fulfill the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat. But if there was a mitzvah to eat, then maybe even less than a shir, they would not have pulled away their hands, because there is an idea of chati shir when it comes to lechem apanim. Okay, a little bit about lechem apanim that we have here. In terms of the Tamid. So back to our discussion. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosa. How far does Rabbi Yossi go? Rabbi Yossi says, by the lechem upon him, when does it have to be there? Again, the Tanakhama says you have to not have it missing for a second, not on the Shulchan. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can be more flexible. So do you say it has to be there at both transitionary times, at daybreak and nightfall? Or do you say only at nightfall? Right, that was the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosa. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes, and we're going to have a mucker for this on Amud Beis, the Gemara assumes that when Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan during the Miluim, he didn't just leave it up, he took it up and down every day. He put it up when they had to do the Avoda, when the Avoda was done, then he took it down. Up and down, up and down. There's a mucker for that, as we'll see. How many times a day did Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and take it down? So Ashkechis, maybe it's going to be parallel to how many, the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim, if it had to be there in the morning transition also, or just the night. Ashkechas Amar Al-Daita, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to go with the Girsanel of the Karbana Eda. Go with the Girsanel of the Karbana Eda. Hachi Garsinan. Al-Daita Rabbi Yochanan, Hayasham, Yud Dalet Amidos V'Yudgim Pirukin. 14 times Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and took it down 14 times. That means twice a day. Twice a day. V'Yudgim Pirukin. And 13 Pirukin. 13 times he took it down. Why? The last time, the last day he left it up. So 14, up, down, up, down, up, down. 14 times he stood it up, and 13 times he took it down. I'll die to Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Reb Chiya bar Yosef, who said that the crucial avoda was only one, the nightfall switch, the transition. Hayasham sheva amidos, the shiva pirukin. Right? It was less. It was half the, it was seven puttings up, and six puttings down. Again, if you look in the Karbana Eda, it's explained here. V'achi berusho. L'Rabbi Yochanan da'amar shebo b'sof hayom v'yashu miksas halayla v'holchu lahem v'chinasu b'boker. Rabbi Yochanan says, again, parallel to the Lechem Aponim, the Levium had to be there at daybreak, and the Levium had to be there at nightfall. And they could switch it, they could leave in the middle. Nimsa shoye b'chol erev amidu uprika. So it must be that the Mishkan was there when they had to be there, so every morning and every night. V'chein b'chol boker, chus b'yom shvi lo haisa prika. On the seventh day, it was not taken down. And Reb Chiya bar Yosa had half that time. You learn the amount of amidos and pirukin based on Reb Chiya bar Yosi and Reb Yochanan. Period. Tani. Which means the Meshech Chachma picks up on this in the Perek Chavtes and Shmos. They didn't have much time to eat the Lechem Aponim. You can only eat the Lechem Aponim when the Mishkan is up. So if they put down the Mishkan, they took it down right afterwards. So maybe they didn't have time to eat it. He has the Meshech Chachma has a diuk that there's note by the Miluim, or later on it does not say anywhere that there's an Isser to leave it over, because it was impossible not to leave it over because they didn't have any time to eat it. It just talks about what they had to do once it was left over. That's in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Dal, the Meshech Chachma has that diuk. Okay, but Tani, Kol Shevas Yimei HaMiluim Haya Moshe Chesa Mishkan Uma Amido. Every day of the Miluah Moshe Rabbeinu, as we learned in the last year, what did he wear? He was a czar. He didn't wear the big day kuna gedola, but he was just showing Aaron. So every day he used to be anoint the Mishkan. Uma Amido. And stand it up, umefarko, and take it down. Uvisodo lavas avodos. Ubiyamashmini amido lapirko. On day eight, he put it up, and he didn't take it down. That is on day eight, right? Chaim Kanievsky points out this is maybe different than the earlier, where the day that we just had that said on day seven, he didn't take it down. This is saying on day eight, he didn't take it down. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda Omer, afiyam shmini amido umishko upirko. Even on day eight, Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and took it down, and then it went up by itself, based on the psukim, that it went up by itself. It was hukam memela, right? That's the mefarshim explain here. Just a ha'ara. Every day, put it up, take it down, so there must be a Shabbos in there. You allowed to put it up, take it down on Shabbos? But if it says twice a day, there's definitely a Shabbos in there. So binyan on Beis HaMikdash is not, right? We learn from the right? The Mishkan is not doche, right? So exactly the Mefarshim discussed that. So Chassam Sofer, in his umbrella tshuva, he has a tshuva about the umbrella, Simen Ayin Beis and Arachayim. So he talks there about umbrella is definitely not a daraisa. The Behuda writes it might be a daraisa. The Chassam Sofer is for sure not a daraisa. And he quotes Ari Yerushalmi. He says it must be because it was only a binyan l'shah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was taking it down in 2 hours. That was not going to be a malacha, right? There's no, it's not a binyan shel kayama. If you don't put it up, taking it down. In the Mishkan, you have no idea when Hashem's going to tell him to move. So therefore, it might be considered a binyan, you know, for however long it's going to be. But here Moshe knew that he was putting it up, taking it down in a couple of hours. So therefore, that's why it was not a problem to do that on Shabbos. Good. Amar Reb Zeira, Zoso Meres. You see from here the fact that you had to put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down. Zoso Meres, Shakamas Halayla Psula Lavodas Hayom. The putting it up at night, they had to put it up at night. Why? Because the first avoda every day was done at night. That was the Trumas Hadeshin that was done before daytime. So they put it up, and then they, after that, they took it down. But for the Lechem Apanim that was going to be needed later, you had to put it up again during the day. So putting it up at night in the Miluim wouldn't be enough, would be Psula La'avodas Hayom. And that's what you see from there. So Ashkaches Omar, so now let's do a little more math. Ashkaches Omar al Daiti Dereb Yochanan Kereb Yosi Bar Yehuda. If you say that, now we're going to try to put together Rabbi Yochanan, who we said before, he has to be the transition have to be there by both in the morning and at night. And Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, who just said, even Bayom HaShmini, He'emido, Umishcho, Upirko, on the eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and take it down. And then afterwards, as we said, Hukam Me'elav. So you have to, again, we're gonna go with the Karban Eidas Gersa here. Al Daiti to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to put Rabbi Yochanan with Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who we just said, we just explained that putting up at night would not be able to stay up for the day of Odos. So Hayisham, Chafalaf Amidos. There would be 21 puttings up. You see where I'm reading in the Karban Eidah? The Chaf Pirukin and 20 takings apart. Because you have to put it up before the Trumas Hadeshen at night, right? At night and by day. But then you have Day Avodos. So you have to put it up again by day and then take it down. And then it has to be up by the transition into night. So it's really three times a day. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a busy week. Moshe Rabbeinu spent this whole week putting up and taking down the Mishkan. So it was 21 putting up and 20 taken down. Al Daiti Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. If you want to put Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, who remember said it only has to be the transition at night, not during the day, with Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, Hayisham, Yudalan Amidos, Vyud Gimel Pirukin. So he had, half less, 14 and 13. So there were many, again, what we do so far today, all the different computations based on how many times Moshe Rabbeinu had to put it up, take it down, assuming that paralleling it to the Lechem Apanim, the transitionary moment of daybreak is that crucial, the transitionary moment of nighttime is that crucial, could you use a putting up at night for avoda during the day? So that was the permutations, how many you have to put it up and take it down. Now the Gemara says, how do you know anyway? How about Moshe Rabbeinu just put it up and he left it there? That didn't work. Minayin lepirukin, Amar Reb Zeira, Vayihi biyom kalos Moshe, lohakim es hamishkan. From this remez, you know this whole concept. On the day that Moshe Rabbeinu finished, lohakim es hamishkan. Right? When he finished his putting up. Right? It sounds like he put it up more than once. Biyom kalos Moshe, when Moshe finished, Lohakim es hamishkan biyom shekalu hakamosav. On the day that his hakamos, his puttings up, were finished, right? That's the remez. That whole remez is the whole basis for this whole daf. How many times? Again, there might be a hashkafic messages about why Moshe Rabbeinu had to put it up and take it down. Put it up, take it down. Just put it up, because we know that sometimes the base of Mikdash will be or the Mishkan will be down, but there's always going to be a putting up afterwards. It's always going to be a putting up afterwards. Moshe Rabbeinu, up and down and up and down. Maybe this Mishkan symbolizing Jewish history, right? Down and up and down and up. And especially at transitionary moments, right? Night to day and day to night, right? There's a lot of important messages that we learn from there. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh Tziva V'Gomer. Reish Lakish, now going way back to what we started back on Daf Aleph. And what is the source for the Kohen Gadol separating for a week? You learn it from the Miluim. So where do you know that from? So Reish Lakish now quotes that source, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, just like you did by the Miluim, that the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol was separated for 7 days. Hashem says, Siv Hashem, Hashem says, do it. Also, Lidoros. Lidoros for the Yom Kippur. Who's talking here? Reish Lakish. One second. V'lo Kfar Tanita. Didn't we already learn before We already learned this before. Rabbi Yochanan said on Daf Aleph or so that this is the makar for Prisha, the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol, you know, they're from the Miluim. So what is Reish Lakish being Mechadesh? You know that because remember earlier we had Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the Kasha on that Shita. I said, how could you learn it from the Miluim? Right? Dover HaMakiv Ladoros, Vadover Sheinim Makiv Ladoros, and the Kasha Reish Lakish had. So what's the Gemara saying now? Even though he had those Kashas, he ended up having that, agreeing to that Makar. He agreed to that Makar, even though he had a Kasha on his brother-in-law, on his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. It was a kasha, but not that he rejected that chita. It was just a question that he had. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Abba Hashem, continue next time. Sure.